Hello, Malcolm here, and thanks for joining me this week. My Malcolm's Marvelous Moment or something. Majestic Moments, most moments with the mostness in for the week. What are we talking about this week? My summary of my newsletter, yes. Staying motivated, even when it gets too hot. Adapting to thrive. Thursday this last week was the hottest day of the year so far in the UK, where I live, and one of the very hottest ever in the history of the United Kingdom since records began. And we were all complaining about the heat, whilst simultaneously feeling guilty that we were complaining about the heat. And a very odd thing happened on that morning, that Thursday morning, that gave me some pause to think. I took my customary prayer walk through Cassiobury Park in Watford, starting about, say, 6:45 in the morning. And as I made my way through the park, I noticed far more people out exercising than usual. I was almost run over several times by power walkers, joggers, runners, and cyclists by the dozen. I see some every morning when I'm out there at that time, but not this many. There must have been three or four times as many fitness fanatics than usual out there, and I couldn't work out what was going on. It's not some special day, not like a national exercise day or something, just an ordinary Thursday. But then it hits me. They all know what's coming. They knew that the heat was forecast. They knew that this was forecast to be the hottest day ever in the UK. And they were aware that their, say, mid-morning run, their lunchtime jog or their evening cycle ride simply wasn't going to happen. It was going to be too hot. So what did they do? Did they abandon their commitment? They did not. They adapted. They got out early in the morning instead. And it made me think about what I do when things get in the way of my normal routine with God. When I'm up a bit late the night before or have to do something earlier in the morning than usual. And too often, this has the effect of compromising my time of quiet with God. Now, sometimes it's a situation I couldn't anticipate or control, but more often than not, I knew that the challenge was coming and I didn't adapt. On this particular Thursday, I had been planning not to do my own strength training regimen. But when I saw these devoted people determined to get their exercises in, I was spurred on. And as soon as I got home, I got on with my exercise plan before the intensity of the day's heat struck. Well, in my post this week, I hope that I can inspire us to thrive by adapting when necessary. When corporate worship doesn't go the way we had hoped, let's adjust. When our preaching and teaching does not have the impact we desire, then let's reflect and learn and change. When our times of quiet with God are not as satisfying as we would like, let's review and, again, adapt. Above all, let's not allow circumstances to push us around. The heroes and the heroines of Scripture show us that devotion to God does not have to depend on favorable circumstances. I mean, think Paul and Barnabas singing hymns in the prison at midnight in Acts 16. So whether you're feeling the heat or not, whether you're enjoying the heat or not, I pray that whatever heat you are experiencing will lead you to adapt and thrive in your relationship with God. Well, a few other things. Prayer requests. My mother is going in for her rescheduled five times hip operation this coming Monday, the 29th of July. So please, if you hear this before that date, please pray for her that it goes well this time. And you can pray for her by name. Her name is Joy, which is such a great name. So pray for my mum, Joy, if you don't mind. I'd like your feedback about my proposed teaching day. I have some ideas. I've had a few chats with people, but I'm going to be doing a teaching day in Watford in this autumn. I'm looking at November, I think, and I'd like your ideas about Bible books, topics, and so on. Colossians is the front runner at the moment. That's the one I'm thinking about doing. I have some material on Colossians, which I really like. I've been listening to some old lessons I did. And I've also been listening to, have you come across this app called Dwell? Really interesting. This app called Dwell means it's spoken scripture over music. And I've been listening to the Colossians recording in there, which I rather enjoyed. So that's what I'm doing with that. So if you've got any ideas, I would really like to know what you think. Then just a quick summary of what's on my website this week. My third class in the series on the Holy Spirit for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ called Walk by the Spirit. That's up there, the audio, the video, the handout, and the slides. My Quiet Time Coaching episode this week is about how to redefine yourself. And it's about understanding how our view of ourselves differs from the way that God views us. My Tuesday teaching tip, how to use your imagination in preaching and teaching, could be very helpful, I hope. And my Sunday sample is the last in the series on posture in corporate worship. And this week we're talking about the folding of hands. You know that thing we do when we put our hands together in prayer. I'm delighted to say that Rob Payne has been our visiting speaker this Sunday in Watford. The video of his sermon will be up online very shortly. It was excellent. I thoroughly recommend it. And booking him yourself for speaking. No, actually don't book him because I want to book him all the time. What else is going on? I have a fourth and final class on the Holy Spirit for the Thames Valley Churches of Christ this coming Friday, the 2nd of August. And that one's going to be on unity in the Spirit, or unity by the Spirit, how the Spirit helps us with unity to maintain the unity that he gives, and what that means for us as congregations and bodies of believers. So I hope that's going to be helpful. Well, I think that'll do for now. I do hope you have found my posts useful this week and helpful. If so, please leave a review, leave a comment, send me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org, with ideas, suggestions, or feedback. I'd very much value that. And I really do hope that you have a marvelous week, beginning on Monday, a marvelous Monday for a marvelous week with God, staying motivated in your relationship with God, no matter how hot it gets. Take care and God bless.